COAST stands for the Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey Team, and we're based at the University of Washington. We engage members of the public in monitoring for marine ecosystem health, and the main method that we have is looking at rates of beached birds, so dead birds on beaches.
And COAST has been doing this since 1999. The range now is, you know, you work with folks up in Ukiagvik, Alaska, all the way down to Mendocino County, California. What is the purpose of all of that work? What does it help us understand?
So with a whole lot of different eyes and ears searching for dead birds, we have established a sense of what's normal in a given place and time in terms of numbers and species, and then we're tracking change against that and also able to detect unusual events like mass mortality events or die-offs that we've been seeing more frequently in recent years, including in Alaska.
What have we found as you track those mass mortalities? Do we know why they're happening, and who is using the data to figure that out?
The program was established originally to develop a baseline understanding so that specifically in the event of a future oil spill, we would be able to track the impacts. And then in the time since the program developed, what has actually happened is there have been major mortality events of seabirds, but they have not been linked in our region so much with oil spills as they have with warmer than normal sea surface temperature. So beach birds are serving as a really visual indicator of changes in the marine ecosystem. Our data users are largely resource management agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, National Marine Fisheries Service, so through NOAA, tribal entities like the Aleut community of St. Paul Island, kind of have a growing network of folks who are really concerned with the things that they're seeing in their communities and want to understand how it links with a larger picture.
And you mentioned St. Paul, which found hundreds of dead puffins on its beaches a few years ago after the birds died of starvation. They had had trouble finding food because the species they eat were moving elsewhere in search of cooler water. Are die-offs on that scale something Unalaska might expect to see going forward? You know, why is it important that you hold this training in Unalaska and try to get more Unalaska people involved in this program?
Unalaska is a very rich place in terms of bird diversity and marine resources. And I know that, for example, just this year, Bering Sea northward, so half the state, I suppose, has experienced a short-tailed shearwater mass mortality event. So thousands of birds have washed in. And this particular event that happened this year was witnessed there. And so to really get a grasp on the kind of magnitude and duration and extent of these sorts of die-offs, Unalaska is really kind of an essential piece in the puzzle in the region as far as what the pattern is.
And Unalaska's Sea Grant agent, Melissa Good, already does some tracking for COAST, but with a pretty big mission like that in mind, you're going to be holding this training to teach even more local people to identify dead birds and collect data on them and add that information to the COAST database where it can be studied. So who should attend this class? Who's the right person?
Anyone who enjoys spending time outside and on a beach, on average, for maybe an hour at a time, once a month. That's the commitment we're looking for. And we look forward to a fun, hands-on training. We have a variety of specimens that we'll be practicing with and getting up close and personal with some beautiful birds.